first episode of LTL Quick Hits. Before we get into it, a quick reminder that this show is presented by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats.
All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today, betonline.ag. Use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know needs support or advice, reach out to Connex Ontario or an organization near you. Place your limits and stay within it.
So it's perfect timing for this quick hit, actually, because the NHL playoffs are upcoming this weekend. And we got Rachel Dory's take on who would want to play the Leafs.
That's right. We're turning it around because it's not all about the Leafs, right? So have a listen. So the Leafs are probably going to end up for a third. So normally we look at it like, you know, who would the Leafs prefer to play in the first round? But we're going to switch it up and ask, you know, which of the Bruins or the Panthers do you think would prefer to finish second and play the Leafs in first round?
Oh, I think the Bruins, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. First of all, that rivalry is something else. And I think they know that they have the Leafs right where they want them. They've won 7 straight. Mm-hmm. And then you have the playoff demons that, yes, the Leafs won a first round last year, and that's fantastic. But I'm of the mind that you haven't exercised those demons until you beat the demon. And yeah, so they exercise a first round playoff demon, but they have not exercised the Bruins one. And so if I'm the Bruins, I'm sitting there licking my chops because I'm like, I'm going to have home ice advantage against a team that hasn't beaten me in like 3 years. Like the last time the Leafs beat the Bruins, we still had to wear masks in public. And like, that's how long it's been. And so you look at it, and if I'm the Bruins, I'm like, I want to play those guys. Whereas Florida, let's face it, in that playoff series, like, Bobrovsky was the difference there. That playoff series is completely different if he's not in Conn Smythe mode. And it wasn't until like game 6-5 of Vegas where he turned into a real pumpkin and we saw kind of what it could be. And so I think if I'm Florida, I don't want to see the Leafs because frankly, they have more dangerous offensive weapons that I do not want to deal with. Whereas if I'm Boston, I know I'm in their head and I want to see the Leafs because if they're gonna get through me, not only do they have to get through what is likely a better hockey team, they have to get over some mental hurdles as well.
So you think Boston is a better hockey team?
No, I don't think she's saying that.
Oh,
do you?
Okay, so I think Florida is the better hockey team in the context of the league. I think as it pertains to Toronto, Boston is the nightmare matchup.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because they have guys that know how to specifically get under the Leafs' skin. Whereas Florida just has a bunch of rats is actually what I'm going to call them because that's what they are. Like Nick Cousins, at least Matthew Tkachuk is like a good hockey player. But like when Kevin Bieksa calls you out on Hockey Night in Canada for being a rat, you're a rat. Like that's just how it is. And so I think Florida might be the better team. Boston is absolutely the nightmare matchup for the Leafs just because like Brad Marchand, David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy, the goaltending situation. Yes, the Leafs are better up the middle. I don't think there's any debate about that with Matthews, Tavares, and Domi versus Zacha and Coyle and Geeky. Like, that's not really a matchup there. But then, like, the edge and goal, and then so many other, like, the mental side of it, into Boston to play. Mm-hmm. I think it's just it's a more nightmarish matchup.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know.
I mean, like Pastrnak, even during the All-Star game was like, you know, egging on
exactly
the Leafs and the Leaf fans. So,
but if we get past the Bruins, then you would think, you never know, that might be the thing to keep
and that's
going.
So great example, Pittsburgh and Washington. Pittsburgh beat Washington every single year in the playoffs. Clockwork. Washington finally beats Pittsburgh. That's the demon. That's the demon. And if you watch the rest of their playoff series, they play so much more loosely and freely, and they go on to win the cup. I'm not saying the Leafs are going to win the cup if they beat Boston, but something like that can really galvanize a team and take that monkey off their back and allow them to play more loose and free and probably not squeeze the stick as much because that pressure is gone. And so I think from that perspective, beating the Bruins, I wouldn't want to see the Leafs after they've beaten the Bruins, because then you don't know what that can do for guys like Matthews, Marner, Tavares, Riley, who's been there for all of the playoff series. Like, he's always excellent in the playoffs. You don't want to see those guys without that mental burden, I don't think, because I think that's where we really see the next level from those guys.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that is the case. And I guess we'll see how it all shakes out in the end. So Rachel uses the word demon in our quick hit. And that is what got me to believe her, basically, that it would be better to face Boston, let's just say, even though I still don't think that's going to happen. But yeah, but her point about Bobrovsky is very true, because he was a big part with the Panthers playoff run last year. So yeah, I think we're going to ultimately play the Panthers. And her point about Bobrovsky, that saying like he was playing out of his mind, basically, and that's the reason why they beat us in that series. But
yeah, so I think during that series, we had some unfortunate things happen with our goaltending situation, with Samsonov getting hurt while coming in. He did play well, but you know, that's always going to get your team off on the wrong foot in a series like that. So I guess we're going to have, hopefully, that kind of great goaltending on our side. And hopefully Bobrovsky won't be shining quite as brightly this time around. But yeah, it doesn't look likely that we'll play Boston in the first round, but no doubt we're going to have to exercise that demon at some point if we're going to get anywhere. Yeah, so sure. Definitely. Yeah, I agree with her that is the kind of thing that would really galvanize a team, though, if you basically get that monkey off your back.
Yeah. So that's a wrap on our first LTL Quick Hits episode. We would love to know your thoughts on who you think would want to play the Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Leave us a comment and be sure to hit that follow button wherever you listen to or watch our show on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite app.
And this show, like all of our shows, of course, is presented by Bet Online. You can also listen to us on the Believe Network at Believe.com. See you soon and enjoy round one of the playoffs. Go, Leafs, go.
Do you believe?